The fight over a quarry in Old Hickory has come down to a single state permit. The mine's operators have presented a plan to keep nearby waterways clean while they dig for rock, but opponents used a public hearing yesterday to lob questions at the inspectors who get final say. Foes of the limestone quarry have attacked from every possible direction, but for at least one day, the coalition of neighbors tried to focus on the impacts on water quality. That's what the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has the power to regulate. Many of the roughly 75 people who showed up for the meeting in a Donaldson Hotel conference room were in disbelief that the quarry is so close to opening.
When you're going blasting down and down, lake water comes in there, then what happens?
That's Sasha Mullins-Lassiter, who came armed with questions. As she looked over a site plan with officials, she asked whether rain from big storms would seep out from the mine's retention ponds and end up in Old Hickory Lake.
Because it's going to spill everywhere, and then it's going to pollute people's land, the wetlands. I don't care how big your berm is here, it's still going to leak.
You'd have to have a pond bigger than the site to cover the kind of flood that you're talking about. So there comes a point where you can't make it that big.
Right, and which boils down to the stupidity of everything here. Thank you.
She walked off, leaving TDEC's Jonathan Burr to take a swig of coffee. The tone of the exchange wasn't unexpected. Burr, who oversees water quality statewide, says he sympathizes, but his agency only deals with the cleanliness of the water, which must be collected and treated at the mine before going back into local waterways.
Now, that doesn't mean that the citizens here don't have 100 other concerns about their neighborhood or about their quality of life or about their property values, about dust, about noise, about blasting, that are perfectly legitimate things to ask questions about. We just don't regulate those here ourselves.
Neighbors have filed a lawsuit to try to block the quarry. TDEC will keep taking comments until the last Friday of the month. Then every call, email, hand-delivered note, and comment from the hearing will get a formal response. At the moment, Burr says, the state's preliminary finding is to approve the quarry permit.
But what if someone asks us a really intriguing comment that required us to go back to the drawing board and do some more research because they brought up something we hadn't seen yet?
Then it could take longer. But Burr says the fact that this mine wouldn't add chemicals into the water, making it easy to treat and release, makes it a strong candidate to get permitted. For National Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.